help listeners here listening to us at two pender time understand this is not a Netflix show. This is not a movie. It's not a James Bond flick. This is the real world, and you live on it. And Daniel Esselin's a best-selling author, great researcher, expert on this. And he's dead on. Raskin, who is a minion of the globalists but a high-level functionary, says we're having a civil war. And they're going to make it racial, just like they're trying in England right now. So in the time we have left, what is the crash landing? What is the best-case scenario of a lot of bad scenarios here? And what are you hoping happens versus what you think is going to happen, Daniel?
Well, first of all, you know, Trump has to win. Okay, there's no if Trump loses, then America is going to have a really, really hard time. Okay, America is right now, the United States right now is like, comparison wise, it's like the Soviet Union back in 1982 when Brezhnev was on his deathbed. Every time Brezhnev would come out, you know, they'd pump him with pills. And he'd go, nobody would have a clue what he was saying. Well, Biden is the same. And then they brought up Chernenko and Andropov. All these people died over the next couple of years. And then Gorbachev appeared, and the rest is obvious. The Soviet Union collapsed. And so the United States right now is a very difficult predicament. Okay, Trump, you know, he's, again, let's go back to the debate with Biden, whatever you want to call it, debate, quote unquote. Did Trump say anything relevant? No, he really didn't. Is that because Biden was totally out of it? Probably. But he really didn't propose anything, you know, new. There was no new ideas as to what he would do to the country. So I think the United States has a, you know, ideological problem right now. What are you as a country? Are you still a constitutional republic? Are you a democracy? What's your idea, what's your objective short term? I think the objective short term has to be you have to organize your own house. And so the United States is going to organize the United States from within. It means it doesn't have the money or the forces to do it, you know, without, which means that Venezuela, you know, the Middle East, Africa, Southeast Asia, as Trump said, you know, Xi Jinping is a killer, not because he kills people, but he's just, you know, a killer negotiator. Same could be said for Trump, you know, for
he
for,
said
for
he's Putin. A fierce man.
He's a fierce man. Well, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so the United States is in a very difficult predicament because the people they have running the country, okay, they have really no idea what to do. And so what you're seeing right now behind the scenes, again, we're talking about the global elite. In England, what are we seeing? We're seeing the white population being wiped out. Now, it's not a racist statement. What they're doing is also very obvious. These are the people, the natives, not the native Indians, but the natives, the white people of England. These people understand freedom, freedom of speech, democracy. They understand their rights. And so these people are being eliminated. They're being substituted by multiculturalism, which is a euphemism for control. And they want to do the same thing in Europe. That's being done by the Vatican. Who is running all these people from North Africa?
The Vatican.
Central Africa. It's the Vatican. They got, you know, they've been doing this for 2,000 years. They got the ways and the means. And why are they doing this? Because Vatican is a very right-wing organization. They've been around for a long time. Europe today is pusillanimous. It's LGBT. It's all kinds of, you know, degeneracies. So by bringing these people from Africa who are young, very, you know, fiercely religious, angry, very right-wing, hungry, they, you know, they don't have children, they don't have wives. And so they're flabbergasted and appalled by what they see in Europe. You know, men wearing skirts and, you know, high-heeled shoes. And so they're destroying them. They're wiping them out. They're doing it in Spain, in Italy, in Germany, in Sweden. They're doing it, you know, the entire European. We're seeing it right now in England. And so the idea is to destroy that LGBT culture, that pusillanimous, you know, liberalism. And then the next step after that, the mask comes off. And you have the Fourth Reich. Hardcore right-wing dictatorship, Alex. It's a mixture of Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong and Genghis Khan all in one.
I think you're dead on. Daniel, we got
to
go.
That's coming to Europe.
You're going to host with me for an hour next week and co-host the Fourth Hour. You already agreed. You picked the day.
Absolutely.
With the crew right now. I'm going to go. I'm going to start over right where you began, right where you ended just now, okay?
Take care, Alex.
All right. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. Daniel Esselin. Find him at Esselin.media. Thank you, Daniel Esselin. Esselin.media. All right, the mighty Roger Stone with big breaking news. 60 seconds out. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones, because I'm real.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95.
high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he did it weeks ago, but he did it on July 31st, just 7 days ago, when nobody was saying it was going to be Tim Walz, the horrible governor of Minnesota. Roger Stone predicted it. Here's one of his predictions.
I predicted here earlier that they're going to take this obscure Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, for vice president because he is the least controversial of the potential running mates. The Democrat Party has a gigantic issue given its divisions over the issues and the events in the Middle East and the attacks sponsored by Iran, paid for by Iran, but on Israel, it began October 7th. They want to try to have it both ways. They cannot have it both ways. Their party's badly divided. They have a lot of problems. Are they capable of another pandemic? Yes. Are they capable of another attempt on Trump's life? Yes. My conclusion after studying as much as I can about what happened in Butler and also with the knowledge of having written a book on this subject, I think they are capable of anything.
And they didn't go with the Shapiro guy in Pennsylvania because he's IDF. So, Roger, you called it 3 weeks ago. We couldn't find that clip. So you called it 7 days ago. You called it when nobody else was. How did you do that? And then give us the inside baseball on this guy.
Well, initially, Alex, I actually predicted that they would choose Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro simply because it would have changed the electoral map. He's extremely popular. Pennsylvania is the absolute battleground state. But then I began to hear that Barack Obama, who had finally decided to endorse Kamala, evidently having been unable to convince Michelle, who I think everyone understands would have been a stronger candidate, finally endorsed her, but then moved to assert his control and influence in her campaign. I think it was Obama who persuaded her that taking Shapiro, a Jew, who I believe had actually volunteered to fight for Israel and put him on the ticket, would cost the ticket both Michigan and Minnesota with their heavy Muslim American populations, which are very dominant and influential in the Democrat Party.
And are very good at election fraud is coming out.
Beyond that, Alex, I'd also say you had at the same time essentially the implosion of Arizona, Mark Kelly. Now, Kelly is a former astronaut. It turns out that he's in a partnership with a Chinese communist country to manufacture the kind of surveillance balloons that the Biden administration let float all the way across America, collecting data on the United States. Oh, and I guess in his side job is as a U.S. senator.
Sure. So you called it weeks ago. He was out. So let's talk about Walz, who this guy is, defunding police, supporting riots, supporting cutting little boys' ding-dings off.
Walz is an extreme progressive, but he is no wallflower. He does have he did serve his country in the military. He's pretty militant. Some years ago, I just read a great piece about his having to be thrown out of a George W. Bush rally when he claimed to be a school teacher taking in a group of students, when in fact he had been seen across the street protesting Bush the day before, clearly meaning to disrupt the rally on the inside. So he's no shrinking violet, but he has been a shrinking violet when it came to protecting Minneapolis during the BLM Antifa riots, where there was a complete carnage.
But they were mostly peaceful.
To say the least. He's out of the do no harm school. In other words, remember what I said.
Well, how did you figure it out a few weeks ago he was the guy? Because you did call it.
Well, because it was process of elimination. In other words, the key to this is what Richard Nixon told me. When looking for a vice president, don't look for someone who can help you. Just look for someone who doesn't hurt you. So when I heard the last three finalists were Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, Kelly, the U.S. senator from Arizona, and Walz, the other two would hurt you. Pennsylvania running against Shapiro, there's a lot there. There's not only his handling of a very controversial murder, where it appears that he had relationships with some of the people involved in the case. Jack Posobiec has reported brilliantly on this. Then there's the question of the conduct of the Pennsylvania State Police outside the perimeter of the Butler, Pennsylvania rally where Donald Trump had an assassination assault on him. And then lastly, although less likely to get the publicity it deserves, it's his involvement in preventing and blocking honest elections in Pennsylvania.
And finally, being a member of the Israeli military, which is fine, except that shows dual allegiance. We're not going to hire somebody who's part of the British military. So the bigger issue here then is, what does this signify? What does this mean as him on the ticket now?
Here's what I think it means. It means that Obama is consolidating his control. Now, just this past week, three top of Obama operatives, David, I think you say it, Plouffe, he's got a strange spelling to his name, Stephanie Cutter, and Michael Stewart, who are operatives for Obama, have joined the campaign. They essentially get layered in.
Well, and they admit Holder was put in 3 weeks ago to pick the VP.
Well, yes, Holder has an increasingly supervisory role here. They know that Kamala Harris is a flawed candidate, and they intend to try to tough this out. There are two things now going on. Obama is moving to assert control. There's going to be friction, though, because traditionally in her campaigns, including her 2020 presidential race, she layered people over with people. In other words, two people think they have the same authority and the same responsibility. It leads to infighting and problems. This is exactly what you've got here. This is going to be, as one friend of mine who actually supported her 2020 campaign, the campaign was a chaos. Secondarily, they know that she's given no press conferences and no one-on-one interviews since she was declared the nominee. When she does airport landing, she reads from a book. They don't even bother setting
up.
Yeah,
let's be clear. She's taken two questions since she was the presumptive nominee installed, and she can't even talk.
And they know that. Therefore, they have to figure
out. So what is the word on her? Because I went back decades ago. We have old videos of her. She couldn't talk 20 years ago. And I'm not trying to be mean, but she literally comes off as like mentally retarded or autistic.
She comes across extremely vapid, and that laugh that just goes on forever becomes irritating. Look, my Willie Brown is actually a friend of mine. I met him when I was in San Francisco working for Trump Casinos and Hotel Resorts, Trump's casino operating company. We were contemplating a partnership with a Native American tribe that we believed had gaming and land rights in the Bay Area. So I had an opportunity to meet both Willie Brown and to meet Jerry Brown, the former governor, who was then the mayor of Oakland. I met with both of them several times. Willie became a friend. He's a charming man. He's very into the sartorial arts.
He's an old-fashioned Democrat.
He's extremely well-dressed. He was a powerhouse as the Speaker of the California Assembly before he was the mayor of San Francisco. He's a master politician, and he's a gentleman. As far as his relationship with Kamala Harris, I'll let him speak for himself, and he's said quite a bit on the record. But I'm not going to talk about it. But it is interesting that Willie says that she's actually not as stupid as you think she is. It's not his words. He says, don't underestimate her. She's smarter than you think, but she's tactically smart. I haven't seen any evidence of that in her 2020 presidential campaign. I didn't see any evidence in her using the office of the vice president to improve her political situation. Look, eight years under Eisenhower, Nixon visited every foreign country, became an expert on foreign policy. He used the assignment to enhance his chances to ultimately be president. When he made a comeback, his greatest single argument was that he was skilled in foreign policy and he knew every one of the world's leaders who had been junior and deputy when he was vice president.
Sure, I mean, all of the history, the most voted for Republican in history. So, big picture, what does this mean, this new guy's in? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? Trump, what are the real numbers? They're obviously trying to kill Trump again. We have this Jamie Raskin clip. We know he's a high-level planner with the globalists saying we're going to have martial law, civil war, we're going to have 14th Amendment Trump, we're going to have civil unrest when he gets elected, which they've already been admitting. Now he admits it. This is really concerning. We've got to somehow get Trump or somebody to talk about this.
First of all, I don't think Wallace is going to matter all that much. He does no harm. He doesn't also bring the much. I also think J.D. Vance will be able to handle him in a bait because he's a hothead. He's very definitely a hothead, a guy who can't control his emotions. So I don't think he will matter.
Well, he's obsessed with castrating children, so he's bad.
No. On a policy basis, his record, look, he wanted to redesign the state flag of Minnesota so it more carefully resembled the Somalian flag because he has a huge Somalian population.
So he's a total weirdo. So shifting gears out of him, they tried to kill Trump. They're going to try to do it again. You predicted it. I predicted it. We're here. What do we do with, you know, 90 days of the election and all this insanity and the economy going into the crapper and just all, how would you quantify where we are right now, Roger?
Not without water. Look, I think right now we're in the middle of a PSYOP where they're using all of their media assets, including paid influencers, but the usual suspects, MSNBC, CNN, the three networks, and so on, to try to create this illusion that she is wildly popular, that her campaign is surging, that she's gaining dramatically in the polls, that she's an ideal candidate. She's a historic candidate. And at the same time, they're running this massive PSYOP, stuffing tens of millions of dollars into her campaign through Act Blue, which is very questionable. We believe that there's more than sufficient evidence. James O'Keefe has done great work in this area, that millions of these dollars are not either coming.
Yeah, attorney generals have opened criminal investigations. Absolutely. I'm just asking big picture. If they already tried to kill Trump and they're in full panic mode, what are your concerns about black swan events?
Here's my biggest concern, and that is people who killed John F. Kennedy, people who tried to kill Ronald Reagan, people who tried to kill Donald Trump would not hesitate to kill Joe Biden if it served their purposes. Joe Biden is old. They had to force him out of the way. He's unhappy. He's probably a pain in the ass giving them campaign advice on those rare occasions that he's lucid. But that would have the effect of elevating Kamala Harris to be the first woman president.
So elaborate on that. I totally agree. Kill Biden to blame Trump supporters and then elevate Kamala Harris, or he just dies of a stroke. They poison him. Still a big state funeral. I really think killing Biden's on the table. Elaborate.
Well, first of all, I want to be very clear that I'm neither wishing this on him, nor am I proposing
me
it,
too.
Nor do I want to make, I'm just trying to observe based on history, whether it is a possibility. If you go back to the church committee hearings, there's a discussion of their development of drugs that can, when injected in someone, will give the appearance they died of a heart attack without leaving a trace. So this isn't, this is not an impossibility. And he's of no use to them at this point. They had to bludgeon him out of the way to begin with. That would create, a more austere and credible veneer. But she still has to talk to the people. Their biggest problem is, how do we avoid debates? This debate controversy is nonsense. Donald Trump never agreed to a debate with Kamala Harris on September 10th at ABC. He agreed to debate Joe Biden then. Joe Biden's no longer in the race, so Trump does not have to withdraw. However, Kamala Harris did agree to debate J.D. Vance. Is that debate still on? Now, Kamala Harris says, well, Trump's afraid to face me on ABC, but she won't accept an invitation from Fox. I say, if Donald Trump had the cojones to go into a CNN debate where the rules were completely disadvantageous to him, no live audience, giving CNN control of his microphone, two hostile moderators, he still had the courage to go in the lion's den. She doesn't dare go to the Fox debate, which is why she has to be constantly hit by Trump and Trump surrogates and supporters.
As saying, a chicken.
Conference. When are you giving a one-on-one interview with a reporter who isn't in the tank? And when are you going to?
No, you're right. Why can't she give any interviews? She's pathetic.
Well, because she can't perform, and they're trying to do what they did with Joe Biden at the end of the 2020 campaign. But in that case,
you're right. She's running a basement campaign.
Exactly. They're going to try their very best to hide her because, as you saw in the two instances where she took direct questions, she mangled them. She cannot think on her feet. That's very clear. Without a teleprompter, I think she's stuck.
I agree. So Roger, let's shift gears. What about polls? I know there's a million of them. You look at them all. I know we don't want to be overconfident here, but what are we seeing?
Look, she's going to get a little tick up in the polls because just the velocity of all of these stories, I think Trump, to a certain extent, by raising the question of her shifting ethnicity for political expediency and benefit, which is what she's been doing, I think he took a little bit of wind out of her sails. That's not the central point of her campaign. The point of her campaign is a lack of character and the fact that she's called herself different things at different times to
get maximum. But why doesn't he attack her on being famous for locking black people up?
I also think the hypocrisy of her record as district attorney is going to be a part of this. No black person should vote for her when they look at her actual record as a prosecutor.
Yeah, because out of a lot of bad prosecutors, she had the biggest hard-on ever for black people.
Well, she certainly, her later rhetoric when she makes jokes about smoking marijuana and listening to Tupac and Biggie at a time that they're unknowns and they're not even recording doesn't match her record of sending, I believe, is 5,000 African-Americans to jail time for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of marijuana for personal use. All people with no prior criminal records who could have been put on probation and put into drug
sure.
treatment.
And Roger, the time we have left, come back for a full hour as soon as you want to come on. What about, I know you've seen the Raskin clip. We're going to have civil war. We're going to 14th Amendment Trump. I mean, they're admitting they're losing right there. What do you make of that insane statement?
You know, he's a radical. His father was a communist. He probably is, too. He said the most outrageous things about me without ever backing them up. No, sorry, I know nothing about January 6th. And he claimed that I knew in advance about, participated in, condoned any illegal activity on that day is simply false. But he's said otherwise. Now, if I said what he said, if I said, no, I'm going to ignore the results of the election, and we're just going to beat back Biden supporters, the FBI would storm my house again tomorrow.
Well, he said we're going to ignore the Supreme Court and the executive, and we're going to remove Trump and have civil war. I mean, it's crazy.
It's what he really thinks. I mean, they're just saying it out loud. He's involved with that entire group at Georgetown, the people who staged the Russian collusion hoax, the people who staged the two phony impeachments, the people who staged the theft of the 2020 election, and they're back to their old tricks. But he's saying it out loud. If I said any of that, it would the police would be at the door and the FBI would be two steps ahead of them. It's the double standard.
So how does Trump? I think Trump should respond to this.
Well, you know, look, I don't want to heighten the guy's power, but he's a radical.
But he's telegraphing they've said. They're going to have civil unrest when he's elected. They're going to try to cause a civil war. They got movies out, Roger. It's their play. They're admitting it.
Okay, but Alex, let's be very clear. This is exactly what they're currently trying to charge him with in court in D.C. I would point out to you that the judge in the D.C. court is now actively moving that case in which Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, whose appointment was declared unconstitutional in a Florida court. It's being challenged in the circuit. Will probably go to the Supreme Court, but it doesn't bind the other district and the other judge. So they're back to trying to move a trial of Donald Trump of some kind prior to this.
No, election. I agree. They're just totally desperate. So if you're Trump, what do you do?
I think you focus on the differences between you and Kamala Harris on your record. Talk about her responsibility for the border, and talk about the impact of that in terms of crime, death, fentanyl crisis, crime crisis, fiscal problems. You have to point out that she wants U.S. taxpayers to pay for every dollar of health care for the 20-plus illegals who are in this country. Point out the fact that it was Joe Biden, who said in a statement, she's a DEI hire. He said it, not Donald Trump. I think he just has to hammer all of these issues. She's unqualified. She has nothing in her record demonstrates that any of the things that are plaguing America today, inflation, the lack of affordable housing, crime and drug crisis, none of these things would change if she were president. It would be Barack Obama's fourth term.
Roger, I totally agree. All I'm saying is we know Raskin's a minion. He's a high-level operative in their plans. They're saying, don't worry, the Democrat audience. We're going to have civil war. We're going to 14th Amendment him. And we're just going to – it shows how brazen they are. They're just crazy.
They are brazen, but let's face it. So far – until the Judge Cannon finally knocked down their special counsel, they've never gotten any legal pushback. Donald Trump did nothing other than pursue his due process rights. This drives Raskin crazy. Raskin wanted to expedite the lynching of Donald Trump in a court they controlled in D.C., and now he's furious that they can't do that because it violates Trump's due process rights. It's made them wild. They can't manipulate the system the way they want it to.
So they will try. A week before they try to kill Trump, you said, I hope they don't do it, but I agree that's their plan. We obviously aren't speaking this making it happen. It's not like abracadabra. But Trump's going back to Butler. 1 minute left. I'm not saying Trump's wrong, but my God, their only move is to kill him now.
Look, I think he has to go back to Butler because the left, particularly Google, are desperate to get all the questions about the attempted assassination of him out of the news. The only way to get it back in the news is to return to Butler. It doesn't have to be a carbon copy of the last rally, but he should, at a minimum, I think, pay his respects to the family of Corey Comparatore, the great Italian-American and firefighter who died shielding his wife and daughter from bullets from a madman.
So, Roger, bottom line, you're saying, I agree, Trump's got to roll the dice. He's going to go back to Butler.
Look, it doesn't matter. He's already said he's going to do it. One thing about Donald Trump is he always does what he says he's going to do. You know, of course there is some risk, but he's a brave individual who understands that they want to erase this. Look, Joy Reid of MSNBC is actually on air saying there was no attempt on Trump's life. The whole thing was staged. It's a psyop. He bit a capsule that simulated that blood. Alex, that's insanity. That is true mental illness.
It is. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much for the time. Everybody, find your show there, StoneZone.com. StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thanks, Alex.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, coming to you live from the studio here. I have a very, very important guest that's about to join me in a moment. And let me say, this is we're all talking about the scene war, the war that is going on around us, the move, the push towards civil war in every single country. Just yesterday, we spoke about the fact that the Australian Prime Minister is saying, oh, we now are raising the terrorism threat. And the opposition leader is saying, if you know anyone that is against the government, you need to report them to ASIO and the federal police. This is similar to the comments that they made about a year ago now, that if you know anyone who believes in the last book of the Bible, you need to report them to the federal police. So they want everyone that's critical of government, everyone that believes in God, everyone that is part of exposing this criminal network that is trying to ruin our lives, stoking civil unrest in order to bring in mass surveillance. And this is the thing. Let us not take the bait. Let us not take the bait. They want violence so that they have an excuse to bring in their digital dystopia. But another part of this war is the unseen war, the part that is a direct consequence of the COVID injections, a direct consequence of what people have been injected with, of what's in our food, of what's in our skies. And you would all know that Dr. Anna Mahaitcha, she's been on the broadcast with me many times in the past. She joins us again today now with breaking news, graphene confirmed in dental anesthetics by the University of Colorado. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
So this is, I mean, this is huge. This is something that we've been talking about. You've been investigating for the past, you know, 3 years now, your findings of nanotechnology inside the shots, your findings of graphene in the shots, frequencies that should not be there. And this is now showing up in uninjected people as well. But now we have the University of Colorado confirming this. Please talk to us about these findings.
Absolutely. So you're aware that many scientists and doctors around the world have found the same self-assembling nanotechnology that was originally in the COVID shots, also in these dental anesthetics. We found microchips that self-assemble. And, you know, people initially were saying, you know, this is science fiction. But now Dr. Lundstrom, he is a dentist who also works with the International Association for Oral Medicine and Toxicology, a large international body that represents almost 1,500 dentists in the United States. They wanted to know what our findings actually are saying, and they wanted proof for it. So Dr. Lundstrom sent a sample of articaine with epinephrine, a common dental anesthetic, to the University of Boulder, Colorado, and their microspectroscopy laboratory now confirmed that they did find graphene. And this is huge news, Maria, again, because here's another confirmation now from a university laboratory that says that the building blocks of microelectronics and self-assembling nanotechnology that are used for a bidirectional telemetry to create nanorobotics are actually in other medications as well. As you know, I found it in insulin, I found it in dexamethasone, Benadryl, and other scientists around the world have also done this. And this, again, is a huge piece of news that we really have to get out there, because people need to start believing and investigating in this, because this transhumanist technocratic agenda of fusing humans with technology is happening right in under our nose.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Dr. Anna, let me just say that, you know, unfortunately, some people need to see a university confirm something that you've been screaming from the rooftops for years. But here we go. We have it now. University of Colorado confirms this. So it says, Dr. Lundstrom says, we began the process of getting answers on the safety of dental anesthetics in February of 2023. We began by contacting the manufacturers of the anesthetic. And in July of 23, Dr. Lundstrom partnered with the IAOMT, which is the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, to pursue testing of the anesthetic. And they say that our hope that with the is that with the weight of the IAOMT and their 1,520 members, we can accomplish our goal of answering the question on dental anesthetic safety. So, Dr. Anna, what I want to ask you about this bombshell confirmation is what they're confirming that they found graphene in dental anesthetics. What you're seeing under the microscope with dental anesthetics, is it the same as what you're seeing in non-organic foods, you know, major store meat, vegetables, fruit, as well as the C19 injections? Is it all the same?
Well, the dental anesthetics were extremely dramatic, because what we've filmed was self-assembly of these microchip-like structures within minutes, as well as I have mixed dental anesthetics with human blood, and within 20 minutes, the blood was destroyed. The other case that I've also written about was I had a patient who had a tooth extraction, had dental anesthetics injected, and from that wound, there were these rubbery clots that continued to produce themselves. shelves, 30 of them, a round, a rubbery, pearly shape, and it would not stop. So over 3 days, this continued. The dentist didn't know what to do, and the patient called me, in terror and saying, I can't go on the rest of my life like this. So I had sent her for an EDTA chelation with vitamin C, which according to Moderna patents also stops the self-assembly of the nanoparticles, and in 30 minutes it stopped. But the fact that the people are experiencing this, now I'm working with biological dentists who found micro robots in dental plaque as well. So is it the same stuff? Absolutely. It is all part of what we found also in other vaccines and other medications. And we know from the literature that the healthcare system will make people used to the fact that cyborgs and transhuman and human augmentation is a natural thing. This is according to the Army document Cyborg 2050.
Well, I was listening to an interview between Kurzweil and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Neil deGrasse Tyson was asking him, acting really coy about it. Oh, you said that by 2030, everyone's going to have nanorobots in them and it's going to connect them all to the hive mind. And, is this going to be ready before 2030? And Kurzweil was saying, yeah, no, we're ready. We're going to be ready to launch 2030. Well, you don't launch something like a global AI hive mind with everyone connected with nanorobots unless you've done significant testing of that technology before that point. 2030 happens to be the year that marks their complete, net zero sustainable development goal target. So they want the internet of everything linked with the human being before that date. Really, 2030 is the year that they perfect it. You recently wrote an article about Kurzweil's writings, and you were saying, what did he say about nanorobots and the singularity? Talk us through that a little bit, Dr. Mahajcha.
So Kurzweil, he really is one of the leaders of this technocratic transformation of humanity. He's calling them, these people call themselves futurists. And what they want to do, again, is use nanorobots that would repair our tissues from the inside. They would swarm through our blood, but then also pass the blood-brain barrier and upload our thoughts and the digital copy of our brain into the cloud. And then this obviously is bidirectional, so we can also be manipulated via AI in our brain. And this is part of this the targeted individual program that we know is a covert government program that's attacked civilian. That's exactly what they're doing. And I just want to say that also recently, the university from Argentina, Dr. Marcela Sangorin and Lorena De Blasi, they have provided bombshell evidence, again, absolutely confirming they have investigated COVID injections from around the world, found graphene in all of them, including in Sputnik, including in Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, as well as 54 undisclosed elements, metals, including radioactive uranium. They found neodymium, which is magnetic, and all of this stuff, these lanthanides that are also fluorescent, which the fluorescence phenomena I've documented, are part of this semiconductor technology, self-assembling nanotechnology that is used for the brain-computer interface. And exactly like you are showing here, they are endeavoring to create immortality by uploading the human mind into the cloud. That is the goal for them ultimately. They're working on cryonics, on preserving the body after death, and basically saying that death is the last frontier of disease that they want to conquer. But for us regular humans, they want to create automatons, people who no longer have a soul and a spirit, according to Yuval Harari. And this is for real. This is why I've been documenting and reading so much of their literature, because they are fully on their way. And even 20 years ago, we're discussing about the nanorobots that we're finding now in the blood.
This is the point, Dr. Mahajcha. We read their documents and we think, gosh, these people are lunatics, saying humans are hacked trackable animals. They're going to be useless. We're just going to drug them and give them video games. Ha ha ha. This is how little these people think about humanity. And you're here documenting the fact that they've already started with this transition. I want to know, Dr. Mahaitra, from your estimation and from all of your research and the patients that you're treating, by the way, because you've told me some of these people have experienced some really strange phenomenon, like hearing, go and get your booster, hearing that sort of, I guess, voice to skull. Some of these people are experiencing this. And so I want to know, how likely is it that a huge portion of humanity now has this technology in them? We know that the RAND Corporation says we can manipulate people and coerce them to do things that they would not normally want to do once this technology is inside of them. How likely is it that humans are being engineered through this technology right now to achieve things like civil unrest, for example?
It's already happening everywhere. We know from around the world, from scientists, including myself, that the blood of everyone is contaminated with the self-assembling nanotechnology, the synthetic biology, these mesogen microchips. I have myself filmed a self-assembly of microelectronics in human blood. I found it in many different medications, including Enbrel, which the literature confirms that microelectronics are in there. And so we know, for example, from Rwanda, that the civil unrest there was induced by directed energy weapons that was manipulating people through mind control. We know that the Los Angeles riots were really started through these types of weapons. And we must look at the fact that the human brain can now be absolutely remote controlled. There's something called a surface EEG that can be used. Even the WEF, they had a lecture last year in 2023 in Davos that showed how through a variable instrument, the speaker's brain waves were being translated and their mind was being read, and that they were basically saying, hey, now in the workplace, you can monitor your workers' brain waves and you'll know when they start to get tired, and this is going to be great for work performance. But from now on, we will have a thought police. So this technology is Orwellian, but it's already happening. We know Newsweek just had a big article talking about remote control mice, but they've done this for over 20 years. The CIA has had their mind control program, research program, since 1940 with MK Ultra and all of these MK and Naomi secret ways of controlling people's minds and controlling all kinds of societies, groups, political activists, being able to dissuade them from certain decision. This is all under the umbrella of social engineering, and it's absolutely happening. And if you look at the personality changes of the COVID injections, everybody's talking about how people have changed. Well, it is through this brain-computer interface. You literally have created automatons now.
I'm hoping you can jog my memory, Dr. Mahaitra, because it's just escaping me right now. The gentleman who gave that presentation to the U.S. military about...
There was Dr. Robert Duncan. He was a CIA whistleblower also and an Army whistleblower who also discussed how this mind control and cybernetic hive mind is already existing and how the CIA is using it. But we also have Dr. James Giordano. That's who discusses one. That neurotechnology is the demiurge, really, and that in the wrong hands, it can be used to create and to manipulate entire societies, which is exactly what is happening. There's so much social engineering. We know that it is. It's pharmacology. It is electromagnetic. It's micro weapons. It's ultrasonic weapons. It's brain manipulation. And we have the proof in the blood that there's bidirectional telemetry going on. Clearly, nanosensors everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. James Giordano is the one that I was thinking of, and I wrote it just before you said it. I've spoken about, I've actually aired some of his public speeches that are on YouTube on this very broadcast. And that is the stuff that's on YouTube, mind you. That's the stuff that that's declassified. where they are talking about how they can, he can just lace the top of a pen, for example, go and meet with the leader of a resistance and completely dismantle a resistance. Now, that is some years ago. Imagine what it is now that they have, I mean, who knows how far they've come with smart dust? Who knows how far they've come with, you know, what they're able to embed inside geoengineering? The possibilities, what I'm trying to say here, Dr. Mahaitra, is the possibilities are literally endless. And on top of the fact that we're being socially engineered through algorithms and constant lies in the media, we now have the added element of, gee, is my neighbor actually brain controlled through nanotechnology? I mean, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's absolutely a concern. We know that 40 million tons of graphene is being dispersed via geoengineering operation, according to whistleblowers, including polymers, including toxic heavy metals. The same heavy metals that we found in the shots have been found in rainwater and in aerosol samples like aluminum, like barium, and other metals. So all of these things are part of this this synthetic biology transformation of humanity. And my concern is this, Maria. We know that there are war drums going on with Israel, with all of these different wars in Ukraine, but the war that is on humanity is going on in a stealth fashion right now under people's nose. You can only see it with a microscope. And if people do not become aware about it and they start to detoxify, you will have a society of zombies, mind-controlled zombies, unable to understand any information. They can induce happiness or depression. You will be happy and own nothing. How do they do that? Well, it is very easy, because by simply electronically controlling your brain waves, they can induce all kinds of states, from apathy, depression, torture, anything you want. And so I think that this is extremely important. The concentration camps of the future are not in big gas chambers. They're in your home, where your brain is remote controlled by artificial intelligence.
Wow. Wow. And you're not wrong. We've spoken about the Policy Horizons documents many, many times on here. Policy Horizons Canada, Biodigital Convergence. I may do another revisit of that soon, where they basically say that, you know, you wake up in the morning and AI is going to tell you which vitamins you're deficient in and what you need to 3D print today, which meals you need to 3D print, because everyone will have 3D printers on their counter, you see, I guess. You know, you're not going to have to think for yourself. And this is, by the way, echoed by someone like Ida Orkin, WEF Puppet. This was published by Forbes, where she says, oh, sometimes I think for myself what I'd like to eat, but most of the time AI just does it for me. You can find that hellish future described in the letter. The year is 2030. I have no privacy and life has never been better. That's WEF and Forbes publication. And, you know, it just says there's no privacy, and some people left the cities because of the lack of privacy. And I guess when people think about it, they think, oh, okay, smart city, you know, in this sort of somewhat digital, somewhat physical gulag, because you can't leave your 15-minute zones. But if I just get out, I'll be okay. Well, what about the unseen weaponry out there as well? And I think that's the serious point, Dr. Anna Mahaitra. It's not just about escaping the smart cities. It's about escaping the grid altogether. But if they are to push this global hive mind, which, by the way, is absolutely outlined by the UN, that's the letter I was referring to. Thank you, team. The UN is pushing for the AI world society, everyone, to basically transition their lives into the metaverse. If they are pushing that, how do we stop it?
I think that people need to become sovereign, they need to become informed, and they really need to be aware that their mind is electronically manipulated. So all of your smart devices are weaponry that can be used against you, from your refrigerator to your cell phone. We now know from Mark Steele that even the cameras in the smart cities are actually class 4 laser weapons. They are directed energy weapons used to kill civilians.
Sorry, Dr. Mahaitra, if I can pause you there, because I just recently interviewed Mark Steele, and he told me something fascinating about the Blade Runners in the UK. They're actually not charging them for taking down these cameras because of the fact that if they went to court, this is what Mark Steele says, if they went to court, it would be exposed that the government is installing weaponry to be used against the citizens on the streets. So they're just leaving them be.
It's unbelievable. And it's the same thing with, we know, you know, Dr. Francis Boyle has declared the COVID shots biological weapons of mass destruction. That's an affidavit of our court case that is still in Florida going on. And yet what you have going on is that Governor DeSantis is denying that, you know, we can tell him what to do, basically. It is so dystopian, but we have to continue and fight and detoxify the body of these metals, be able to enhance our own immune system, get away from EMF as much as we can. I just recently did an interview with Dr. Pedro Chavez, who showed that the MAC address phenomenon actually is temporarily disabled when you walk barefoot on grass and when you ground yourself. So this is definitely hopeful news. And get out of the cities. These smart cities are literally concentration camps. They're meant to control people, and it is imperative that people know about this and protect themselves.
It's fascinating you bring that up. I recently did an interview with a man from Europe who looked at a population. It was a Norwegian population, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back. But he showed that although the injected population was just as high in rural areas compared to the city, everyone was equally injected, the cancer rates were exploding far greater in the city than they were in rural areas, because there just happens to not be towers out there. And so it's unbelievable. A farmer just won a case against the 5G towers because they installed them. A bunch of his cows died. And so the court actually ruled that you have to remove the tower because it's killing his animals. This is not even debatable at this point. We've had so many experts saying, we need to stop 5G. This is terrible. And then they want to take us to 6G, 7G. You know, you can find articles that say human beings are going to be antennas for the internet. I mean, this is just insanity. We need to stop it. We need to not allow these people to push us over the edge to where they legalize complete and total surveillance to push us to this the AI world society. We can't let them do this. We're almost out of time today, so I want to direct everyone to annamahaicha.phd.substack.com. That is your Substack where people can follow your work. I want to really encourage people to go. Team, if you can bring that article up one more time, the graphene confirmed in dental anesthetics by the University of Colorado. I'm going to reshare that on all my platforms as well, Dr. Mahaicha, because this is just vital, vital for people to understand. It's not just, you know, the fringe conspiracy saying it. We now have the University of Colorado's confirmation. Final words, Dr. Mahaicha.
Thank you so much for covering this and your courage in all of this, because this information is needed to save humanity. Everybody needs to know it, and we need to start just broadcasting it everywhere. So thanks so much for your contribution.
Absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much for your time. And here's the thing, guys, we can't trust the pharmaceutical industry. We can't trust the governments. You know, Biden released a nanotechnology vaccine budget. He's included this in his budget with an admission that COVID is a nanotechnology vaccine. So we cannot let these people get away with this. Thank you all for joining me today. Share this broadcast everywhere. Continue supporting InfoWars, one of the most important networks in the world. I'm Maria Z, and I'll see you soon.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.